Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are adjusting the studio, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, good afternoon. The Linnell Effect, always having to correct some things. Mad Max did not have to save us in an emergency today, although he looked very panicked. He was like trying to get a hold of me. He was like, do you need my headsets? Do you need my headsets? And no, the answer is Mad Max. Thank you. I actually remembered to bring in my earbuds today. Yes, indeed we did. Boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome one and all on this Thursday afternoon. You got the old rooster with you. I will say this. Listen, we're going to have plenty of time to get into all the things that we need to cover, including the comparison between Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels that Colin Cowherd authored, that everybody's kind of reacting to and responding to. We will get to that. Joe Witt talked about going from the booth to the sideline. We will get into that because we haven't touched on that much this week. However, Alex Ovechkin's 900th goal. Joe Beninati was on the TV call last night for Monumental. The Caps are already back in action tonight against the Pittsburgh Penguins. You can hear that game on 106.7 The Fan. We will have Joe B. join us from at 3:30 this afternoon before things officially wrap up on the show. We will have all of that for you. But unfortunately, we start with something that I struggled for the last hour and a half, since finding out right around 11:30 of how to process. And I don't know how to do this and make it, there's no way I can make it entertaining, and I'm just being honest. I can make it informative, but I can't make it entertaining. Normally on Thursdays, on this show, we do the Cowboy B Stock Report. And it's meant to be a parody. It's meant to poke a little bit of fun at the Dallas Cowboys. It's meant to have a little bit of fun with our pal, Cowboy B. It's meant to annoy you. It's also meant, God forbid, like, to talk about something other than the Commanders. But I don't think we can do it this week. And it has nothing to do with Monday night's loss to the Arizona Cardinals or Tuesday's trade deadline acquisitions. We covered all that. But my goodness, when we found out this morning that Marshawn Nealon, a second-year player with the Dallas Cowboys, who is a promising player, who just on Monday night, was involved in a blocked punt recovery, and he scored the touchdown for the Dallas Cowboys. when we find out that he is now dead at the age of 24, it is just like a lightning bolt that shoots right through you, right? Whether you're a Cowboy fan or not. If you're a human being and you know anything about his career and about his progress and his ups and downs, you know he was a very talented young man. A very talented young man who had dealt with a major injury and had just come back. And now, just 2.5 days after scoring a touchdown on Monday Night Football off of a blocked punt for the Dallas Cowboys and for all of America to see, he's gone. And then the police reports started trickling in. And then we found out that, according to police, it's an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. And you start to look around and you start to say, oh my gosh, what happened here? And according to police, he was found deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound following an outside agency, meaning not the Frisco police, which is where I'm reading this from, pursuit that led to a multi-agency search in Frisco. So I'm sure Frisco police got involved, obviously. But initially it started elsewhere. On November 5th, last night, at approximately 10:39 p.m., I assume that's Central, so 11:39 Eastern time. Many of us probably already in bed. The Frisco Police Department responded to assist the Texas Department of Public Safety, locating a vehicle that had evaded troopers during a pursuit that entered the city of Frisco. After losing visual of the vehicle, troopers located it minutes later, crashed on southbound Dallas Parkway near Warren Parkway. Now, none of that makes sense to any of you. That's okay. I'm just reading from the police report. Initial reports indicated that a male subject, later identified as 24-year-old Marshawn Nealon of Plano, Texas, fled the scene on foot. Officers established a perimeter, initiated a search of the area with the assistance of canine and drone units. During the course of the search, officers received information that Nealon had expressed suicidal ideations. I believe that came from his girlfriend. Nealon was later located at 1:31 in the morning, 2:30 Eastern time, deceased with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The official cause of death will be determined by the medical examiner. No other further details. And, of course, what has become standard and correct at the end of one of these or a news report or what have you, a news story, if you are somebody you know in crisis, help is available. Call, text, suicide, crisis line in your area. You are not alone. Now, listen, I mean, nobody can possibly make sense of something like this. Nobody can possibly make sense of anything like this. But Marshawn Nealon, there's audio out there, police audio, that reveals that his girlfriend, who I mentioned, was convinced that he was armed, which ultimately, we think, turned out to be true, and ultimately would end it all, is what the police audio said, which ultimately we are to believe, based on police reporting, that that is indeed what happened. And apparently the girlfriend was trying to call a police agent or something, trying to get her to call him first, But she's saying he's armed and has a history of mental illness. And the quote that she said was, he will end it all. In this 2 minute plus audio that was obtained by TMZ Sports that I'm reading from the New York Post. I have not heard the audio yet. I don't know if I need to do that. But she, the girlfriend, apparently said, you all do me a favor. Everybody stay with a buddy. Don't go looking alone. This guy is armed. Actually, I'm sorry. That was after the girlfriend called the dispatcher, and that's what the dispatcher said. Sorry, I just want to make sure I got that right. Apparently, Nealon texted his family, quote-unquote, goodbye. The dispatcher in a different clip said, quote, I just received a group text from him saying goodbye. They're concerned for his welfare. They do not have a key to the apartment. No one was at the apartment when police arrived in Plano, Texas. Again, they attempted to stop a vehicle for a traffic violation at 10:33 last night. The vehicle did not stop. A pursuit unfolded. Apparently, that vehicle, Marshawn Nealon, was in. It was found abandoned with traces of a collision. And then they found Marshawn Nealon dead of what they're saying is a self-inflicted gunshot. I have no idea what was going on in his mind and in his brain. It's terrifying. It's sad. It's heartbreaking. This has really nothing to do with football, but we lead the show today because he is a football player. He is a young football player. He's a young, talented football player who, for whatever reason, could not overcome whatever he was battling and whatever he was dealing with. And he had a beautiful girlfriend and an NFL job, and he just scored a touchdown on Monday night. And this just shows you that life, of course, as we know, is nowhere near guaranteed. And no matter how good you think people have it, they're just like us. They're just like you and me. Everybody struggles with a lot of things sometimes. You know, I think I'm the busiest guy in the world. I do. I complain and I bitch to everybody about it. And I'm probably right. But ultimately, I don't have anything other than stress and anxiety from that. I'm being as honest and as open and as revealing as I can. I mean, I don't have suicidal thoughts or anything like that, right? But not everybody is the same. And even if you have it as good as an NFL player has it, and I mean, the lifestyle is, you know, difficult, but it can be really good, really good. He was a second round pick in last year's, not this past April's draft, last year's draft, the 2024 NFL draft, 18 games, four starts, a sack, and again, the touchdown off the block punt on Monday night. Again, we don't know exactly what happened here and what he was dealing with. I wish somebody would have been able to figure that out before it got to this point. But I don't know how nobody seemed to know enough until last night, when clearly his girlfriend knew he had a weapon and that he was threatening to end it. And that's exactly what happened. But I don't know how we got from zero to last night with nobody being either aware enough or thinking enough or fighting hard enough to fight for whatever Marshawn Nealon was dealing with. And I'm not blaming anybody, but there were a lot of people that potentially could have helped, right? Girlfriend, agent, family, team, so on and so forth. And nobody ultimately was either able to overcome it, or nobody did enough for it. Or it's possible that nobody knew about it. But either way, and no matter how it happened, we always have to remember one thing. One thing. And I have to remember this a lot too. So I'm being as honest as I can with you. These athletes, young, old, good, bad, offense, defense, black, white, whatever the case might be, we have to remember they're human beings. And they are flawed, and they are troubled in some ways, just like all of us are. And they are not perfect. We know that. And in a lot of cases, they are far, far from perfect. They just happen to be really good at what they chose to do for a living. But they are not free of the mental and emotional conflict that many of us struggle with, that I know I struggle with at times. That you, if you're being honest, probably struggle with at times. And to see this happen the way that it apparently happened, and just 2 days after scoring a touchdown on Monday Night Football for the Dallas Cowboys, is hard to fathom. I mean, it would be hard to process if it was any kind of death. But this specifically, this kind of violence, this kind of out of control, sadness, emotion, anger, whatever the case might be, and ultimately this kind of choice, because make no mistake about it, it is a choice, is really hard to process. It's really hard to process. It's really hard to understand. Whether you're a Cowboys fan, guess what? That has nothing to do with anything. Whether you're another player, whether you're part of his family, his girlfriend, a fan, the most important thing here to remember is that all of these athletes, male, female, young, old, great, not so great, are just human beings. They're flawed, and sometimes flawed significantly. And sometimes you don't think about it or realize it or notice it or pay attention to it or worry about it. You should. And we as a society have to get better at noticing these things and really paying attention to people. And while it doesn't always solve what we want it to solve, if we can help one or two or five or 10 or 100, that's better than not doing anything at all. So rest in peace, Marshawn Nealon, 24 years old. Second round pick of the Dallas Cowboys from a year plus ago, scored a touchdown on Monday night off a blocked punt. And, send out condolences to anyone and everyone that is affected by this and that knew him. I did not. But my goodness, what a awful, awfully tough world we live in. And you just hope, that somebody sees this and realizes I need help before it gets to the point that it got to with Marshawn Nealon. and that's all I can hope for you? That's all I can wish for you? If anybody needs a friend to talk to, you know, please. I mean, I can't be there for everybody, but, you know, I try to be, right? Reach out. I can help you find somebody to talk to that's more equipped. But we should care more about each other. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of caring about each other in today's society. And it's gotten really bad in the last 12-ish years. And maybe if we listened a little bit more or cared a little bit more about somebody other than ourselves, maybe this wouldn't have happened. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Or maybe stories like this all over the world wouldn't happen as frequently as it does if we just took the time to listen to each other a little bit more. Rest in peace, Marshawn Nealon. We will move along and start the show officially in terms of what we have to talk about. But, of course, if you want to weigh in and say something, hopefully not mean-spirited, I guess is the best way to say it, then you can do so at 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Puck got down to the air by Ovechkin. Here's Kendrick with the shot, missed it, and Ovechkin scores!
All right, Alex Ovechkin's 900th career goal. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's hard to go from what we had to open up the show with or what I felt was appropriate to open up the show with to that. But, you know, ultimately that's where we're at. And you know, we have to move on and allow people to talk about, obviously, what we opened the show with and express whatever emotions they're feeling, and also move on to something a little bit more positive, hopefully, for a lot more people and more reasons, and certainly for our local audience. So today I'm wearing my Alex Ovechkin Black Screaming Eagles jersey. It is the first sports and only jersey that I've ever worn outside of my you're looking at me like that's crazy. Outside of my own, when I was playing sports, I have never.
So you didn't? You never showed me a picture of you in a Giants jersey.
Why would I wear a Giants jersey?
Because you had fan. You had a Jets mug.
I had a Jets mug.
And you had a Giants jersey.
I did not have a Giants jersey.
Yeah, you did.
I did not have a Giants jersey. Oh, I've never owned a jersey of any athlete or any team, period, whatsoever, at all, ever. Until this, you're pointing at me. I just said,
you know, he doesn't listen to us.
Exactly. Good morning, Cowboy B. until this. But I don't get to wear it enough because I don't get to go to enough games as a fan. And the last time that I went to a game as a fan was in the preseason. And I was on the glass with Grant Paulson. He invited me. It was very kind of him. But I didn't get the invite until I was halfway to work. So I didn't have the jersey with me. So I said, well, I wasn't able to make it to last night's game in which he scored 900, as you just heard. That's not the last milestone, but it could be the last milestone, right? Because no guarantee he's going to get to 950 in his career. Certainly doesn't look like it would happen this year, but whatever. We don't know if this is the last year or not. 900 could have been the last major milestone of Alex Ovechkin's career. So I decided to wear the jersey today to honor the great eight. To celebrate the great eight who scored goal number 900, as you just heard. Joe Beninati was on the television call on Monumental last night for that goal. He'll join us at 3:30. The Caps already back in action tonight in Pittsburgh against Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins. We don't know how many more Alex Ovechkin, Sid the Kid matchups we're going to get. We know there's more on the schedule. We don't know if they're both going to be healthy. So enjoy it while you can. Revel in it while you can. And congratulations to the captain. What an unbelievable career, obviously. It goes without saying. Listen, winning a Stanley Cup, one, is not the same as winning two or three. So that is going to be part of his legacy for people to talk about. But at least he won one. You can't say, like you could for so many greats in other sports and in the NHL, well, he didn't win a championship. Alex did. It's not as many as others. It's not as many as the guys that he's facing tonight. But at least he did. And then on top of that, not only did he pass Wayne Gretzky, a game that I was very fortunate to have been able to cover and be there for on Long Island at UBS Arena last April 6th, but then last night, goal number 900. After what has been a sizable struggle for not only Alex, but for the Washington Capitals, and they poured it on last night, especially in that second period. So congratulations to the great eight. We will do a trending alert right here, right now, and then we will come back and we will start to take your phone calls, and we'll get into, in addition to Alex Ovechkin's 900th career goal and where that leaves him, but also what it might mean for the Washington Capitals, who again have to get right back on the bicycle tonight in Pittsburgh at 7:30 for the Penguins. But first, a trending alert. All right, so as we led the show, terribly sad news out of Dallas and the Dallas-Fort Worth area as 24-year-old defensive end Marshawn Nealon of the Dallas Cowboys has passed away at the age of, again, 24 from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot. The team put out a statement earlier today, did not mention a cause of death, but police reports soon followed after that. Nealon was just in a Cowboys uniform on Monday night, scoring a touchdown off of a blocked punt. The Cowboys are on bye this week, so they have some a little bit of extra time to deal with that. But as we were telling you some of the details, according to police, this was after a vehicle chase and an evasion of pursuit by troopers that wound up in Frisco. And it was a couple of hours after that chase that they were able to confirm that Marshawn Nealon had apparently died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Thursday night football action looks like this tonight. The Las Vegas Raiders at 2-6 visiting the Mile High City and the 7-2 Denver Broncos. 8:15 the kick. You can hear it all right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app via our friends at Westwood One. the Broncos coming into town in just a couple of weeks at the end of November. From Major League Baseball, remember Craig Stammen was a relief pitcher for the Nationals not too long ago? Well, Craig Stammen is now the new manager of the San Diego Padres. He's agreed to a 3-year deal to replace and succeed Mike Schilt, who retired at the end of the year. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. So we, of course, have not had a chance to get to any phone calls yet. I see all the usual suspects lined up. You're just going to have to give me a chance to get through what I need to get through here with, you know, of course, the unexpected, horrible, just shocking news of what happened with Marshawn Nealon. And not just that he was a football player, but just the impact of what that situation and what mental illness and what suicidal thoughts and whatnot means for us as a society. And I want this show to be different. I don't care about everything that you care about. I am not going to sit here and play box score bingo every day. I am not going to sit here in my shoebox of analytics like I hear my colleagues and my compatriots do and recite every number known to mankind. That's not what this show is about. This show, at its very root, at its heart, is a show where people can come together and we could talk about sports. We can talk about some things in life, too. There's things we can't talk about that I would love to talk about, but there's things that we can't. But we can also come together for 3 hours a day and laugh a little, get mad at each other, get frustrated with each other, talk a little-ish, bust each other's chops, and hopefully get a little bit of entertainment and a little bit of enjoyment and a little bit of a diversion. That's what the show is about. Others are going to sit here and tell you how much they know. I am not going to do that. I will tell you how much I know at times, because I know a lot. But I don't know as much as I would like to know, and I don't know everything. That being said, we also talk about real life on this show. We can't evade everything. And you know, occasionally I'll talk about things going on in my own personal life. Not a lot, because we all have personal lives, right? We do. But occasionally you're going to hear something along those lines. And if you're insensitive, then you'll go click. If you have some sort of understanding about how to be a decent human being and some understanding that this is not just a sports talk show that talks about last night's game or box score bingo or what they saw on film. As long as you understand that, then we're good. If you don't understand that, then this probably is not the show for you. So I don't apologize for spending, you know, the better part of the first 20 minutes of the show talking about a very, very, very sad and real situation. Just like I don't apologize for then having a transition and talk about something that was very happy, made a lot of people feel joy, and was the culmination of a career-long odyssey from a milestone mark standpoint, that is very, 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 very unlikely to ever be beaten. When Alex Ovechkin scored his 900th last night, I keep thinking about what it's going to be like whenever he decides to walk away. And that could be at the end of this year. What it's going to be like to not see number 8 on the ice for the Capitals. We've seen him miss games. We've seen him miss weeks. Always to know that he was coming back. But at some point, and again, it could be at the end of this year. It might not. We don't know. At some point, we're going to have to say goodbye.
He could have pull a Brett Favre, too. Like, you know, retire and then come back. How would you feel if he pulled a Brett Favre, retired, and then came back and played on another team? What would that do to the city of D.C.? I'm sorry for entering this hypothetical. You seem like it looks like it's bothering you. Like, how dare you mention that at AMAC? You know, I'm here for alternate examples, hypotheticals. What do you think? How would you feel?
I'm trying to figure out how to eloquently answer such a ridiculous, absurd, bull bleep question.
Why is that?
That somebody who wouldn't know a hockey puck if it hit them in the eyes would ask.
Why is it so absurd? Explain that to me.
Well, I'm going to let the audience answer that. What do you guys think about that scenario? That AMAC, the esteemed producer of this show.
Hockey lover.
A guy who I have cultivated, tried to bring along, tried to make into a superstar. And he asks a question like that. What if Alex Ovechkin were to leave the Capitals at the end of the year citing retirement only to return at some point to play for another team?
A la Brett Favre.
A la Brett Favre.
Can you just, like, can we cut the theatrics and dramatics and you just tell me why that's so ridiculous other than it hurts your feelings and makes you think about bad things? Is there any other logical reason why that's a ridiculous question?
Well, number one, to compare him to Brett Favre, there's only one comparison that you could make. Highly entertaining professional athlete. That's it. Everything else is different. Everything else. And I'll just leave it at that, but go do some Googling on Brett Favre and realize what he's become about in his post-playing career.
That has nothing to do with the question I asked.
It has everything to do with it. It has everything to do with it. The other part is, theoretically, I could not say that your scenario couldn't happen because we saw it play out with not only Brett Favre, but we saw it play out with Michael Jordan. Coming here to the Wizards. Right? Again, not saying it's exactly the same thing, same era, same athlete, same person, all that, but it is the same owner. It is the same city. I mean, I try not to rule anything out 100%, but about 99.9% of me would say that is the biggest crock of crap theory, question, premise that anyone could ever have about Alex Ovechkin. Now, because he's under an expiring contract,
yes.
Could I absolutely 100% rule it out? No, because theoretically, Ted Leonsis and Monumental could say, Alex, we love you. We can't be held hostage. We can't do a one-year deal and maybe you walk away and maybe you don't. Or a three-year deal and maybe you walk away and maybe you don't and blah, blah, blah. We can't do that. But I know Ted Leonsis fairly well. I know Alex Ovechkin enough. This is not Brett Favre. This is not Michael Jordan. This is Alex Ovechkin. He is ours.
Didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
He is ours.
I didn't mean to offend you. I'm sorry.
You have offended me. I'm very disappointed in you, AMAC. I'm very disappointed. Are you guys as disappointed in AMAC as I am?
Yeah.
301-230-0980. What would you do? What would you say to that scenario that Anthony McBarnett, Anthony.McBarnett@Odyssey.com just floated on our radio station that Alex Ovechkin could leave the Capitals at the end of the year and resurface
Not
with
could.
Another
don't,
NHL
Don't start
team.
Misquoting me and I get hate tweets. I said, what if? So well, a hypothetical that I proposed.
Well, you said what if, but could, it could happen, is kind of the same thing. Not exactly pound for pound, but it's sort of on the same lines. What if that scenario could happen?
And other
did
than,
happen.
And other than you be offended, you kind of answered that it could happen. Like that, your answer was including, like, yeah, it possibly could happen. Yeah.
Like 1%. 0.1%.
But you're only basing it, again, you guys, this is.
No, I'm basing it on the Alex Ovechkin that I know.
Exactly. Okay.
I'm basing it on the Ted Leonsis that I know.
By the way.
This is not Brett Favre, a dingleberry from Mississippi.
Listen, you're talking to a hockey expert here, all right?
Yeah, I'm aware.
Yeah, all-knowing, let's do that hockey, yeah. AMAC here.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing out, you know.
You're just throwing out a scenario.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm just.
Don't take it so personally.
I'm not taking it personally. I'm commenting on it, and I'm trying to wrap my head around how somebody that claims to not know anything about hockey could come up and cook up that scenario the morning after Alex Ovechkin scored his 900th goal for the Washington Capitals.
Because I'm a hockey expert, Rooster. Let's do that hockey.
Let's get to you on the phone. Well, you know what? Because of AMAC's preposterous, absurd theory and question and scenario and possibility, blame him for you having to wait on hold longer. We have to take a timeout. 301-230-0980. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. By the way, once again, AMAC, his full name is Anthony McBarnett. His email address is anthony.mcbarnett@odyssey.com. You can send all of your love letters to him there. He is on Twitter, @ant_major. Please make yourself familiar with that screen handle on the Team 980. All right, welcome back, everybody. You should all go check out Twitter right now. X, @WrestleMania621, @WrestleMania621. It's just a brief summary of what we're talking about, of what we stumbled into via one Anthony McBarnett. I don't even know if I can call you AMAC anymore. I mean, AMAC symbolizes cool. AMAC symbolizes somebody fresh, dope, hip.
I'm glad you're taking this so well. Like, one question, and I think you're handling it tremendously. No overreaction. Very logically answering it.
I think I did logically answer it.
No emotion
at all. I admitted
that
it is a minute possibility. I did acknowledge it.
Because you exchanged drinks with Alex Ovechkin and you just know his heart. You guys are BFFs.
Well, wait a second. When did I say I exchanged drinks with Alex Ovechkin? I've never done such a
thing. Oh, I thought that's what you said.
We've hung out together on the ice when he was carrying the Stanley Cup around in Las Vegas.
Mm. So you
I've interviewed him many times in person in the locker room.
So you're best friends.
I've driven next to him on Constitution Avenue.
That's your sighting source.
We have not had borscht together.
One time I was in the stands and I saw Alex Ovechkin
or walk onto the ice like I was right next to him. So I think I can. One, also, this is a true story, I was working with ESPN, as you know I do. I was working on a camera. I had to coil the camera's cords. We went into the locker room.
Wow.
The Capitals locker room. Mm-hmm. And I saw Alex Ovechkin give the pregame speech.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think I know Alex a little too.
You think so too?
Yeah.
You think you guys have bonded? You guys have come to an understanding? Mm. You're like right here?
Yeah. We may be better friends than you and him.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of things I can say right now. And this is a talk show. So it's probably not good that I'm being verklempt. But I will just say this at 157 and change. I got to take a timeout. I will take your calls next. I want you guys to tell me what percentage chance you give of Anthony Mick Barnett and his wild ass cooked up theory that Alex Ovechkin is going to leave the Capitals at the end of the year and go sign and play for another NHL team. I want you to give me a mathematical percentage the morning after he scored goal number 900. Oh, we're also going to ask Joe Beninati that as well, who has authored so many of Alex Ovechkin's
You are really bothered by this question. It's crazy.
We'll also ask Cowboy B for his opinion on this as well. Next on the Team 980, stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.